Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So keep thinking about your biggest year. We want your stories for later this hour. But here's something that we struggle with every day on this program. Is there a correlation between lack of sleep and an ability to focus? Sounds obvious. When you're tired, you have more trouble concentrating, more trouble remembering, more trouble following through on tasks. This intuitive relationship between sleep and focus, though, may have something to do with a huge rise in the diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which now reportedly affects 11% of school-aged children. There is also, did you know about this, a broad scientific consensus that kids are sleeping for roughly an hour less than they used to, a sleep time that has crept steadily downward for many decades. Joining us now is Wetzel Thacker, who is a clinical assistant professor of psychiatry at the NYU School of Medicine. This is not just a random set of occurrences here, and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you very much. I've been seeing adults for ADHD diagnoses, trained in it at NYU for several years now. And what I came to pick up on is that there's this last frontier of medicine, which starts when we fall asleep. It's a big mystery of what happens when we sleep to most people and to even many doctors. And so once I started looking into it and asking patients the right questions, I found out that up to 50% of my patients who come to me to want, when they wonder if they have an ADHD diagnosis, up to 50% of them seem to have sleep dysfunction, and about 25% of them actually have a diagnosable sleep condition when I get them tested.
What's fascinating about your work is that it sounds to me as though it's pretty rare for doctors ever to seek information about sleep habits, even though it's something that we do every day.
That's true. I think part of the issue is sleep medicine even is in its infancy. I think I've been able to look at patterns and results from sleep studies that even the reports of the sleep tests don't come to the same conclusions. And then I might look up different studies and try to triangulate the right information to come up with a conclusion, test it out with a patient, and it seems to work. The biggest issue being many people seem to have delta sleep deficits, which are the deep restorative type of sleep. A common misconception is that people need REM sleep. I mean, REM sleep is nice, but you really, really need delta and deep sleep. It helps the body regenerate, helps the mind regenerate. And it seems to be the only type of sleep that if you deprive laboratory animals of, they die. So it's very important to life.
Let me ask you a couple of naive questions, if
sure.
you don't mind. Is this a kind of an issue where if everyone's sleep were to be restored, that they would bounce back and be able to focus like normal? Or does prolonged sleep deficits and sleep problems produce patterns in the brain that are sort of stuck in a lack of focus, an ADHD kind of configuration?
It's a great question. It does seem to be complicated. I don't know that we have studies to bolster one way or the other. My experience in practice is definitely if we catch the sleep problem that develops and we catch it early, I've had cases where I've gotten people off of either an antidepressant or ADHD medication because, for example, we aggressively had their apnea treated if it had onset in the last year. It does get more complicated when it's been more than a year, 6 months to a year. And there are some studies in kids that when they have sleep disordered breathing as an infant, it creates behavioral problems later in life, even when that sleep issue is now normalized. So there could be some permanence to it if it goes undetected, untreated for very long.
So would you recommend that doctors really pay attention to sleep habits at an early age in children as a way of anticipating and predicting behavioral problems down the line?
I think every pediatrician, internist, and anyone who sees general patients, psychiatrists included, needs to survey, at least ask a few questions about sleep and the satisfaction with sleep patterns. I think one of the issues is many patients don't bring it up because they just feel, okay, maybe I'm fatigued because I work too hard or, they normalize it. They don't consider it a clinical problem. I've had people stunned to realize that they have sleep apnea. You know, they think they might snore once in a while and they get tested and, their apnea is off the charts. So I think it's a dual problem. It's not asked enough by clinicians, and it's not brought up enough by patients.
What do you say to some of the clinical disagreeers out there who say lack of sleep does not cause ADHD, for instance, and while getting more sleep is probably a good idea, it doesn't get to the core question of ADHD?
My thoughts in my article was not meant to imply that all cases of ADHD are sleep disorders, but it's sizable. And when I started looking up the data on it, for example, in kids, there's more data than adults. But the studies show, you know, like I said, my practice was 50%. Some studies show 40. Some studies show 80% of kids have some identifiable sleep dysfunction when they have an ADHD diagnosis. So I'm not ready to say what causes what. Some people say that being a hyperactive kid makes them restless when they're sleeping, and that can interrupt delta sleep. Versus kids who have trouble breathing, their kids can have narcolepsy, kids can have restless leg type symptoms. All of those things, you know, detract from the deep sleep that's necessary, which has implications for daytime and, you know, school time symptoms.
So the takeaway at the very least would be pay attention to sleep deprivation issues in thinking about ADHD, even if the treatment imperatives aren't completely clear.
Correct. I would say if there's a fatigue component, if there's a sleep component observed by parents or by, you know, bed partners, often the person doing the sleeping doesn't realize what's going on when they're sleeping. I think more needs to be inquired about in terms of sleep rather than just purely from an ADHD perspective.
Vatsal Thakkar is a clinical assistant professor of psychiatry at the NYU School of Medicine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.